It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been reported from Baghdad that nearly all of the several dozen men taken hostage yesterday from the Iraqi Ministry of Higher Education have been released. The kidnapping was staged in broad daylight by gunmen dressed in police commando uniforms. It was one of the largest mass abductions since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. We go now to Solomon Moore. He's a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
How exactly were these hostages freed?
Well, the Ministry of Interior says that shortly after the raid took place, 9:30 yesterday, they set up cordons and checkpoints around the area, Karada area in Baghdad. And in order to avoid these checkpoints and cordons, the kidnappers apparently kicked out about 20 of these kidnapped victims at that time. And then overnight, a number of Ministry of Interior operations achieved the release of about 17 other hostages. The Ministry of Interior says that two still remain. They believe that 39 hostages were taken in the first place. Now, that figure has varied somewhat, though. The initial report from the Minister of Higher Education was that 150 people were taken. That number then was reduced to about 70. And then the United States military is saying that only about 50 have been taken. But really, nobody knows just how many are still missing and how many were initially taken.
Does anybody know why these particular people were taken?
You know, that's really a mystery because it's still unclear exactly who took these people. You know, we're not clear on why the people were kidnapped. They were both Shia and Sunni, and even Kurds and Christians were also included among the kidnapped victims. And until we know more about who actually conducted these raids, we're really not going to know what their purpose was.
And have there been any arrests in this particular case?
Yeah, immediately following the raid yesterday, about five Iraqi police commanders in the Karada area were arrested and questioned, including the police chief in charge of the area.
Now, this wasn't the first time the Ministry of Higher Education has been attacked, though, right?
That's correct. You know, Iraq's ministries are divided among various sectarian and ethnic groups. The Ministry of Higher Education is controlled by Sunni Arabs. And in recent months, there have been a number of attacks against higher education ministry officials by militia groups, Shia militia groups, intent on gaining greater influence over that ministry. This particular facility had been attacked a number of times over the last few weeks. Witnesses we talked to yesterday said that, you know, there was actually a gun battle about a week ago, and there was just a 90-minute gun battle between guards at the facility and police. And when I was there, I could actually see bullet holes in the facade of the building.
Insurgents have been targeting intellectuals, doctors, members of the Iraqi elite. What's their aim? Is it trying to destroy somehow the elite there?
Well, you know, tens of thousands of doctors, artists, engineers, lawyers, educators have fled the country, and this has led to a really critical brain drain here, you know, at a time when they're really desperate for human capital. And the elite is really hit by all sides. They're targeted by the insurgents who accuse them of being sympathizers with the American occupation or who simply want to sort of destabilize Iraqi society in order to defy the government that's supported by the U.S. They're also targeted by Shia militiamen who have been exerting greater political control over Iraqi society. For instance, Shias run the medical establishment here, and they've been accused of withholding medical resources for Sunni Arab communities. Shias have also been accused of attempting to impose a fundamentalist worldview on educational institutions and have staged attacks on campuses and even assassinated professors and academics.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Los Angeles Times reporter Solomon Moore is in Baghdad.